Okay, now let me just, there's going to be lots of questions that are in the same area, and you're going to have to get used to the same answer. Because the question is going to be, well, will it take care of this? Will it take care of this? Will it take care of this? And the answer is, we can't say that it'll take care of anything. Okay, we can say that you can prove. This is the reason the guarantee is based off something you can prove yourself.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay, and
Yeah.
just prove it yourself. Okay, but the Food and Drug Administration is the fair-haired child of the pharmaceutical industry. And if you start making health claims, then you're really sitting right in their line of fire. Okay. So I had people ask me today, well, will it do this? I said, well, what here? Here's what we can say that it will do. It measures in absolute proof that it started to impact 70 trillion cells in a positive way, and those 70 trillion cells are sitting somewhere.
Yeah.
They're in your muscles, they're in your skin, they're in your bones. And so what the results are going to be is going to be based off individual body chemistries and all kinds of things like that. We'll be talking more about what Dr. Bush said. I'm going to give you a couple of things because Dr. Bush is writing a book about phase angle and these frequencies and how negative they are.
Yes, in fact,
That's
he should be done with that.
yes. And so the bottom line statement that he made was this. And he talked about how much I've drunk 732 gallons of water today because of what he said. Now, that's a little over-exaggeration. But he got me really, really aware that though I've been drinking more water in the last couple of years, I need to drink even more. Because what Dr. Mercola asked him is how many people that come to your facility, and he's got a great team, how many of those are dehydrated? He said 100%.
100%, yeah.
Said 100% come in here and they do not have the amount of water that they do. And he said, but let me tell you another thing that's really important. It's not just drinking water. It's water that can get inside the cell and cause the mitochondria to kick in action because that's where power comes from. So
Right.
what Mike shared with me, and we've seen this, and those of us in the Halo world know that this is true. I got to, some of you know this name. But we're dealing in this whole situation where Bruce Lipton has been a real expert in cell biology, and Alex had an interaction with his business manager. And I said to Alex, we have to get to him because I have a question for him. And I already knew what the answer would be because I knew it from studying Hebrew scripture. But let's ask him anyway, he's the expert. So this was my question to him. Can a photon penetrate a closed cell because nothing else can? Can a quantum photon penetrate a closed cell? And if it close can penetrate a closed cell, can it cause a closed cell to open because what it does by coming in there? So the one of the first things Mike said to me, he said, I wish we could show this in an incredible way because what is happening here is that these closed cells are opening that allows the water to get in, the mitochondria to start doing what it's supposed to do. Now, how quick does that show up? Well, evidently pretty quick because this woman goes from lifting five and then she immediately lifts 11. That's pretty quick results.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's to me, from a physiology background, that was the answer that made the most sense to me was because the performance, that ATP that is produced by that mitochondria is the source for that improvement. And the only way that that's going to happen from a closed cell is for that cell to be opened, allow fluid to get into that cell and enable the powerhouse in that cell, the mitochondria, to do that and produce that ATP.
Yes. And so let me go back because of the questions, Mike. Everybody's going to want to know. I had a man ask me today, I know somebody that has muscular dystrophy. What about that? I said, what about that? I can tell you that this is not going to be harmful. This is not harmful. Okay.
No, absolutely not. It's not going to. That's, again, one of those situations where they have to try it and see.
Yeah. The bottom line is, I said, does he need more strength? Because he can get more strength. That, of course, what the question behind it is, you think it'll solve that problem. We're not saying that it solves any problem like that, because we can't say it. Okay.
No.
I will add one thing that Dr. Bush said that I was really, really impressed with. He said that they've never had anybody come into their clinic that's phase angle that was 7 that was sick.
Correct.
Okay. And they said, we've never had anybody in here that had cancer that was better than a 4.7. And then he made a huge statement. He says, it's not cancer that causes the 4.7. It's the lack of the amount of liquid and water getting in the places it's supposed to be.
Right.
And then he made another statement, which stunned. I'm just a country boy from the hills of Kentucky, so I get impressed with these kind of things. But he said, your kidneys have to handle 50 gallons of liquid a day.
Yes. Circulation of blood, yeah.
This is what he said. If it does not have the amount of water that it should have, then the kidney doesn't know what to get rid of and what to keep. And it starts having a negative impact. So water's really important, folks. But what this whole aspect of saying, where is this going to impact different conditions in the body? We don't know. You're going to tell us different things. But legally, you can tell your own story. But you can't tell somebody else's story, and that gets kind of ridiculous, you know? So, but just be cautious. We will not be printing up a bunch of testimonials of what people are saying, because we can't do that and stay in a safe place legally. But the wonderful thing is, let's go get a few million people telling everybody what's happening to them, and we'll get 10 million. So let's just go do that. Let me see. We've got another question here. Tim's asking, Tim, the bands that were, well, what Mike put, he said he put 4 different chips into 2 each, and the what he put on the people doing the weight lift. The Micell Armor had 4. Now there's 6, so that's a 50% increase. So that's pretty simple how that takes place.
Correct.
Okay. And let's see. Somebody else out there, I see I'm coming over here. Okay, this is Connie Grandma. Okay. And Connie Grandma has a grandson that's 16 months old. And she knows that he's already been exposed to 5G. So the question was, can we expect in the future bracelets for kids? Is that something that we could look forward to in the future?
Yes, we are. We're looking at a, in fact, I have some samples here in my office of pullover bands that that we can put the technology in, because kids aren't going to buckle one on or pin one on. They're you know, if they do, it's not going to last. Yeah. But the pullovers, you know, from what we're seeing right now, that's going to be the way that this goes.
Yeah. So this, I know everybody wants to think in terms of the whole, but we're just coming out the gate here to put on a pedal to the metal here as far as marketing. So we have to start with the market that is there and available to us everywhere. And out of the success that comes from that, the sky's the limit of where we can go with this technology. Mike's already and I talking about some other things that could be done. So this is going to be really, really wonderful. Let me see if anybody else has a question here. I don't want to keep tying Mike's time up with us tonight. I really appreciate it. Now, tomorrow night, I will be here, same time, and we'll go through the compensation model tomorrow night. I'm not going to do that tonight, but I will tell you, this is patent pending world, the compensation. It is quantum thought, quantum design, like quantum computing. So it's going to be wonderful. And it's designed from the bottom up instead of the top down. And so that's going to be a really, really a wonderful, wonderful thing. So somebody's saying, I'm an adult with an extremely small wrist. Is the wrist the only place it works? Ankle, maybe. Well, it needs to be touching body. Alex Lloyd's wife puts hers in her bra when she's going out because she doesn't want to wear the band if she's going out dressing, something like that. So she just puts it in her bra, and then it's next to you. Now, I don't know. This is anonymous. So if I don't know, just say put it in your bra, and it's a man, that doesn't work too well. But
yeah, the ankle, you know, the ankle is fine. It just makes sure that that it's secured, that, you know, because you get a lot of activity down there, you might not get on your wrist. And so, it definitely will work anywhere on your body.
Okie dokie. Well, let me just say, Mike, we really appreciate you being with us. And Mike has agreed he'll do this from time to time because he's excited about all that can happen here. And we're really excited. So we invite you to join us in this journey. It's going to be really, really exciting. Get with the person who invited you. I know that many of you here are already involved. And we just started. The first people came in on this platform on Thursday of last week. And so that's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. All right.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know how many people are there or here, but I appreciate all of you and all that you're doing and working towards making this successful.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Everybody have a good night. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you. Bye-bye.